Unit 8, page 68. Exercise 4.
Hi, Daniel. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Penelope.
Can you believe that we have another project for history class? I have so many exams and assignments that I forget the dates that we have to complete them by. Don't our teachers know that we have enough to do already?
I agree, Penelope. We have way too much to do. Between projects and exams, it's impossible to find time. I sat at the kitchen table until 12 o'clock last night trying to finish the science project. In the end, I couldn't do it. I was so tired, I couldn't think.
Daniel, you're mad. And you're both looking at this in the wrong way. It's all about having a study strategy. You just make a clear plan about what you want to get done and decide what steps you have to complete each day. For example, Daniel, what time did you start your project at last night?
At 10 o'clock.
See? That's far too late. You should always plan enough time to get projects and tasks finished. Otherwise, you'll just be stressed and you won't do it well. It's better to work in the afternoon or early evening when you still have energy and feel awake. It is also a good idea to study in a quiet, peaceful place and not somewhere noisy like your kitchen.
I suppose you're right.
Penelope, you should make a list of the dates when you need to have your assignments done by and put it up on the wall in your room. That will also stop you from working on more than one thing at the same time.
They're good ideas, but it's just so hard to change your habits.
It is, but she's right. I wish I'd spoken to you sooner, Kathy. Thanks for the advice. I'll give it a go.